Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
An imbalance in any area can negatively affect your health, and as such, measures ought to be taken to keep each aspect of your life in check, whether it be your mental, physical, social, and spiritual well-being. Welcome to Healthline. This week, we'll discuss the importance of living a balanced life. The term balance is the state achieved when elements are in equal or correct proportions to each other. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton said it's crucial for Jamaicans to see it as their responsibility to lead balanced lives, this in an effort to live longer and prevent the onset of non-communicable diseases.
It really boils down to us making a decision that ultimately determines our health and wellness as a people, starting with our health and wellness as individuals. So public health is really about the choices that we make. Now, those choices clearly have consequences, positive and negative.
Having a healthy combination of nutrient-rich foods coupled with exercise is often the first place to start for a healthier and more balanced life. Director of Nutrition Services in the Health Ministry, Dr. Charmaine Edwards, says the idea of a balanced meal is subjective, as it also involves the nutritional requirements of an individual.
Balance means different things to different persons. When we talk of a balanced meal, we're expecting that persons will include foods from the six food groups that make up our diet, and that is in the Caribbean region. We use staples, vegetables, fruits, legumes and nuts, food from animals, and fats and oils as those six groups.
Another area of life that we should strive to balance is with mental health, through reducing stress and effectively managing it when it does come along. Mental health nurse practitioner with the Kingston and St. Andrew Health Department, Lorraine Brown, says maintaining good mental health is a major part of having a healthier life.
Mental health and physical health works together so that persons can maintain good health. Both of them, there's no good health without good mental health, just as your physical health.
Exercise is planned physical activity that is structured and repetitive for the purpose of conditioning any part of the body and is used to improve health and maintain fitness. In April, the Health Ministry launched its Jamaica Moves campaign to highlight the importance of physical activity to overall health. It encourages Jamaicans of all ages to engage in at least 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise for a minimum of 5 days per week for good health. Senior Health Education Officer in the Ministry of Health, Charmaine Plummer, says the ministry continues to place emphasis on physical activity in Jamaicans, not only in an effort to promote healthy living, but to fight non-communicable diseases.
Physical activity is the action of the body in the form of movement that will work the muscles and allow us to utilize energy that is needed when we're resting. So what we are promoting at the Ministry of Health is physical activity.
Ms. Plummer says physical activity brings multiple benefits to the body and should be a key feature in a person's daily routine.
It gives you more energy, makes you feel better, strengthens your heart and lungs, helps you sleep better, improves sensitivity to insulin, lower the risk of diabetes, hypertension, heart disease. In fact, the WHO explains that physical inactivity is a 4-lady risk factor for global mortality, and it accounts for 6% of deaths in the world. We're dying because of lack of activity.
For further information on the Health Ministry's programs and initiatives, visit moh.gov.jm. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week, and until then, please stay healthy.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info@childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.